a lot of tweets that caught our eye this weekend belong to Brianna Parkins, who you will remember for, among other things, being the Rose of Tralee once upon a time, not that long ago. She's about to head on a plane and head back to Australia. But before she does, we wanted to give her a quick call to find out what in the name of God happened to her. Brianna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's very nice to talk to you. We were quite struck by what you had to say on Twitter, largely on account of what you're about to tell us. Give us a brief idea. What was the plan on Saturday night?
So the plan was to head down to Kilkenny. It was great to drive down, great going through the town. The crack was moderate to high. We're all excited. We're turning each other's backs, as you do in the Airbnb before heading out. We're really excited. We go out and we get to the first bar, and within 10 minutes, like, hadn't even ordered a drink yet, I just get put in this headlock by this massive sort of rugby-built dude. He grabs me in a headlock with one arm, grabs my friend around with the other arm, and just goes in for the shift. You know, it was like being cuddled by an enthusiastic Alsatian just slobbering all over you.
And he had one of you in either arm?
In either arm, yeah. He thought it was a scrum, I don't know.
What time of the day of the night was this?
This was about maybe 9:30, 10 p.m.
Right.
So not too late. She hasn't been that sloppy.
Sure. Hang on a sec. There's no time is right for that kind of behaviour, as you know.
No.
But then some people will get, oh, for goodness sake, he's a big lad. He was acting a maggot. And then other people say, no, that's kind of borderline assault. Where are you on it?
Look, in a perfect world, it would be assault. But you know what? I'm 28. I've been going out for years. It's kind of sad that I'm almost desensitized to that. I almost expect that now going on a night out. But yeah, what I didn't expect was, so I kind of reacted the way a normal person would react. I kind of grabbed him by the back of the head, reefed him off me and my friend, gave him a few solid good shoves for good measure, kept coming back at us, and I just had to keep responding more and more aggressively. And everyone in the bar turned to look at me as if I'm the problem, I'm the person causing the problem. But this bloke had a good 30 kilos on me. You know, I really, physically, we weren't evenly matched. And no one helped. His mate didn't help. His mate thought it was funny. And the bouncer just looked at us as if they were going to almost consider kicking me out.
So you decide what? Let's get out of here fast and move on and hope something like this doesn't happen again.
Like, right, we'll finish our drinks. We're not going to let him ruin the one drink that my friend had been lining up at the bar to get. We'll head out to the next place. It'll be grand. Next place is okay. Again, we just had guys, you know, trying their case, getting a no, politely backing off it to the night, which is fine. I don't think men should stop approaching women. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine on a night out. But, you know, if you take a run at someone, they give you a no, you move on. That's the natural.